Some prominent conservatives say there's a cancer destroying President Trump's MAGA movement.
I have seen more anti-Semitism in the last 18 months on the right than at any point in my lifetime.
That is Texas Senator Ted Cruz speaking earlier this year.
And it is gaining real purchase, especially with young people.
A new NPR investigation digs into how a young Republican state lawmaker collaborated with a German Holocaust denier who has a criminal record. NPR investigative correspondent Tom Dreisbach is with us now. Hey there.
Hey.
So, Tom, just where did you uncover this story?
So this story all takes place in New Hampshire. The state requires that public schools teach about genocide, including the Holocaust. And there's a state commission that helps set standards, connect schools with lesson plans. And back in January, a young Republican lawmaker, his name is Matt Saborin D. Schwanier, he officially proposed at a hearing that the commission add a member who denies that the Nazis actually murdered 6 million Jews during the Holocaust. He calls it a hoax.
If we were going to have Holocaust and genocide education taught in New Hampshire public schools, which I think it should be, it needs to be accurate and reliable.
Now, this lawmaker also invited a German Holocaust denier named Germar Rudolph to speak. And Rudolph said he should be on the commission because he claimed he had special expertise.
But also the courage to tell inconvenient facts, which a lot of people don't want to hear. But I think students need to be told both sides.
Tom, how did people react to this?
Well, the proposal did not go anywhere, got zero support, but people were really shocked, especially Jewish leaders in the state. I spoke to Anita Burrows. She's a Democrat in the state legislature. She actually has relatives in her family who were killed in the Holocaust.
We represent everybody. We represent Jews, we represent Muslims, LGBTQ people. And if you're not doing that, if you can't do that, you should not be in the state house.
But what I was most struck by was the whole thing seemed to barely make a blip in local news. The Republicans who control the New Hampshire legislature do not appear to have taken any action against Representative Saborin D. Schwanier. And as I started digging, though, I found there was a lot more to this story.
Tell us what you found.
Yeah, so first you got to take this German Holocaust denial activist, Germar Rudolph. He has been active since the 1990s. He actually was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison in Germany, where Holocaust denial is a crime. And he now lives in the U.S. on a green card. And he has actually started to gain more and more attraction nowadays with the online right. He's appeared on some of the same podcasts as some top Trump officials. And in the course of our reporting, we also found that Rudolph has a criminal record in the U.S. as well.
What can you tell us about those charges?
Well, back in 2020, he was convicted of open lewdness and indecent exposure after a police officer found him around 4 a.m. at a children's playground, naked from the waist down, with a bottle of baby oil. He claimed he was just exercising and not actually naked, just wearing what he called skimpy tiger print shorts, but a jury did not buy it, and he was sentenced to probation in that case. And then 2 years later, he was charged again twice in 1 month with trespassing on school grounds and disorderly conduct, and later pleaded guilty to those charges. I asked him all about it.
Do you understand why a reasonable person would look at these charges in recent years that took place at a school and a children's playground and have concerns that you would be involved in children's education through the Holocaust Commission?
No, I don't see the connection.
You don't?
No.
Tom, what kind of response have you heard from the state representative who invited Rudolph?
Well, for weeks, I emailed and called this representative, Saborin D. Schwanier, got no response. And then eventually, I just went to the state capitol and walked right up to him.
Representative Saborin D. Schwanier, my name is Tom Dreisbach. I'm a reporter with NPR. I've been trying to reach you about the testimony by Holocaust deniers.
Yeah.
Could I talk to you for a moment?
Actually, I don't have time.
You don't have time? Okay. When would you might have time?
I'll let you know. Thank you.
He actually turned around and then left the building right after that. He eventually answered questions over email, stood by his proposal, and Germar Rudolph. He denied that he was supporting hatred against Jewish people, though on Holocaust Remembrance Day earlier this month, he posted a picture of himself presenting his Holocaust denial proposal, and he added the caption, "Ahead of our time."
Wow. I mean, Tom, this is one lawmaker from a small state. Where do you place this story in national context?
Well, survey data show a real increase in anti-Semitism across the spectrum, but especially with young people on the right. We've reported that multiple Trump administration officials have ties to anti-Semitic extremists, and there is a real concern across the country that this kind of bigotry is becoming normalized to the point where something like this hardly even gets a reaction anymore.
NPR investigative correspondent Tom Dreisbach, thanks so much for your reporting.
Thank you.
And you can hear much more of this story on our Consider This podcast.